great value. I received a letter recently from a young woman in Northern Europe who told me that she is a member of TFI as a result of hearing about us and our missionary and witnessing movement on the Internet. In her letter, she said, quote, "I have an emotional/neurological disorder and am thus not good with social interactions. Hence, my witnessing has been, quote, reduced, unquote, to leaving tracks in buses, stores, gas station restrooms, etc. I try to always carry tracts with me. My hope is that someone will read the tract at just the right time and be saved." I'm proud of this woman. She saw that Jesus wanted her to witness. She went online and downloaded and printed some tracts, and she started doing what she could. People like her motivate me to do my very best for Jesus. Some of them are homebound because of physical afflictions, but have fruitful mail ministries, phone ministries, or prayer ministries. Some witness and minister from hospital beds, wheelchairs, or homeless shelters. If these folks who have serious handicaps are doing what they can, where they can, with what they have, how can I not give everything that I can for Jesus when He's done so much for me? I'm proud to serve the Lord with family members like this dear woman who are busy doing what they can and who are not stopped or dissuaded by what they feel they can't do. You may not feel you have much to offer, but you still give what you've got. In spite of difficulties, deficiencies, inferiorities, disabilities, afflictions, or impediments, you do your part for Jesus, like the boy who gave his lunch to Jesus because he thought it would help others. And it did. Plus, what Jesus accomplished through his offering that day probably affected that boy's life forever. I like this little song. Does the place you're called to labor seem too small and little known? It is great if God is in it, and He'll not forget His own. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. So don't despise the small things that you can do. The smile that can cheer someone's heart, the little word that can be an encouragement, the tract that can convey Jesus' love, the little offering to God's work, or the contribution to the poor. He uses some of the smallest and weakest people as tools in order for Him to have great impact on the lives of others. Here is a scripture that has always comforted me, and that I consider Jesus' words to me. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And then, like Paul, I would want to respond to Jesus. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that your power may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then am I strong. The Lord wants us to actually appreciate our weaknesses because of the way they push us to lean on Him, and thus we can benefit more from His power and strength. The Lord had great commendation for the widow who, though she gave so little comparatively, gave more than the rich men because she gave all she had. Of her He said, "All these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had." She only had a little, but she gave what she could. He could say the same of many of you who make outstanding sacrifices to Him. He sees your heart, and He knows what it cost you. Know that Jesus and we value every contribution, big or small, and appreciate your sacrifices, and they are great in God's eyes.